If the kids are getting a little cabin fever, or maybe mom and dad are getting a little cabin fever, and you want to get out with the family, this would be a good weekend to check in with Amy Diaz and find out about some events happening around the Granite State. So we brought Amy in this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy is the editor for The Hippo and is following some events that are happening. Amy, one event that caught my eye here, the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center in Concord, they're offering not what you would normally expect. They're offering an exhibit about treasure.
Yes, and all different kinds of treasure. This is a traveling exhibit that's having its official opening on Saturday. And the exhibit looks at, different, everything from, I asked him, first of all, okay, the first thing I thought was pirates. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, there is a room about pirates with different activities connected to that. There's also panning for gold, not real gold, I asked about that too. but panning for gold, looking for things under the ocean like shipwrecks. So just different kinds of treasure and different ways you might go about to unearthing it.
So is this a chance to kind of get a feeling for what it would be like to explore for treasure, whether it be underwater or, you know, in the ground?
Yes, they have a bunch of different kinds of activities that, you know, look at. For example, one of them is a underwater roving vehicle, and they're going to have this in a big tank, and you get a chance to control it by remote control. And it's very similar to what you might use to, go look for a shipwreck.
Is the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center branching out from their traditional role in astronomy and space programs?
Well, you know, he said what really attracted him to this exhibit was the hands-on piece of it. And then, you know, there are elements like the rover, for example, which isn't too different from what you might use on Mars or Europa. So it kind of connects in still to, you know, their focus of space and science.
And exploration, I guess. Continuing on the theme of some family fun this weekend, the Children's Museum in Dover has got a new program. It's something about giant toys?
Yes. So this is a workshop that's being led by their artist in residence. His name is Nathan Walker. And the workshop is called Titanic Toys. And this is Saturday at 10:30. And there's still time to sign up to come and help your kids with this because you're going to be building something.
And you're going to be building giant toys?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Well, so his suggestion is that the kids bring a toy. He thought that he might use a little Lego R2-D2 that he has. Mm-hmm. And so then you're going to look at the toy and kind of look at the shapes going on. So for R2-D2, it's, you know, half a sphere for the head and a cylinder for the body. And then they're going to build like a life-size model of those toys. His idea was to really let the kids go into the world of the toys or bring the toys into our world, making them kid-sized. So out of cardboard and styrofoam, they're going to build giant toys.
Now, you just bring the toy and they have the material there at the museum?
Yes, they're going to have all sorts of different materials to work with to put together. He said, you know, they're not so focused with making it, you know, painting it, making it look perfect, but really capturing the shape and sort of, you know, the look of the toy. And it's not too different from what he does in his art. Outside the museum is an example. It's a giant blue crab that he built using recycled materials. And, you know, he said he goes through the same process.
And now, what if you want to get outside this weekend?
Well, over at the Squam Lakes Natural Science Center in Holderness, they're doing their winter walks. They actually do them every weekend. Some weekends it's on Saturday, some weekends it's on Sunday. It's a little less than a mile, but it's a chance to go out and you know, look at some different kinds of wildlife.
So what animals can you spot now that you wouldn't see otherwise?
So they're going to be the wild animals that you can see. So you'll see lots of red squirrels running around, turkey tracks, maybe might even see a deer. And then there are animals in their enclosures, fox, bobcat, mountain lion.
So is the walk recommended for young children? You said it's about a mile. They're recommending young children?
It's pretty flat. And actually, you can bring your own snowshoes or they have snowshoes there. So you also get the snowshoeing element.
There's three ideas for you to get the family outside the house this weekend. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. We'll have links to all of these events, in fact, at our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. And I think we'll even have a picture of that big metal crab.
Excellent.
All right. Amy, good to see you.
Have a great family weekend.